more now on money. Conflicts over money can ruin a marriage. So it's not surprising that financial problems can follow a couple through separation and divorce as well. If you're headed for divorce court, you need a financial exit strategy. This advice from Michelle Singletary, our personal finance contributor. She's back here with us. Michelle, what are some of the initial steps that a divorcing couple should take? This is such a hard time for people anyway.
It sure is. And we all know how high the divorce rate is. But the moment you know that you're going to separate, in addition to getting separate, you know, living quarters, you have to separate your finances. If you've got joint credit cards, you need to contact those lenders and let them know that you're divorcing and you want to maybe transfer that into your individual name. Unfortunately, there have been incidents many times where one spouse or the other charges up the card.
And if you've got a mortgage, you need to let the bank know.
You do, and you need to make a decision whether, you know, that's something that will happen in the negotiations in terms of what you're going to do with the marital property. But, you know, if one spouse is staying in the home, if you're both on the mortgage, you're both on the hook. So if that spouse who stays in the home, whether it's the wife or the husband, doesn't pay, even though you're not living there, you're still going to be responsible for that. And that comes as a surprise to lots of folks who are divorcing.
You mentioned credit cards, one spouse running up credit card debt. To what extent are you responsible for your spouse's debt?
You have
and your ex-spouse's debt.
That's right. That's right. It's interesting. Lots of folks have these divorce decrees or consents where one spouse or the other, they split the debt, or one spouse decides to take all the debt. And then they're surprised to find a year later that the creditors are coming after them. And they go, they hold up their divorce decree, say, I have a contract with my spouse. And the thing is, creditors don't care. They only care who signed on the dotted line for that joint credit card or that mortgage or that car loan. That supersedes any divorce decree. That is totally separate. So you need to be very clear and careful when you separate those debts, because you are still responsible if that spouse doesn't pay. Now, you can take that person to court, to civil court or small claims court, to try to get your money, but you're still on the hook for that debt.
And what are things that you could do to move ahead financially at the point of a divorce?
You know, this is such a sad topic, but you need to prepare yourself. Get a copy of all your credit reports and know all the accounts that you each have. A lot of spouses find that when they go to a divorce that their spouse had credit that they didn't know anything about. And so you want to be aware of that. And you want to let the creditor know that you didn't co-sign for that, so that you're not responsible for it. So you want to get to all your credit reports. Look at the tax returns, the joint tax returns. Get copies of it. Understand where all the assets are so that you have a clear picture of what's going on. You want to understand the pensions that are involved. I mean, all of these things you're going to go over with your attorney, but you got to prepare and get these documents before you head out the door.
So I'm just not quite clear on this. If a spouse signs up for a credit card, are you at all responsible for that spouse's debt, even though you didn't sign for the card?
You know, generally speaking, that is true. You are only responsible for debt that you sign or co-sign for. However, there are many states that will hold you liable for that debt if you benefited from that credit card, the purchases from that credit card. So you need to check with your own state. That's why, you know, when you get an attorney, you need to ask those questions. Because say your spouse got a credit card, you're not a co-signer, you weren't using it, but that spouse used it to buy furniture or things that you enjoyed as a family. You may, in fact, be responsible for that debt.
Difficult subject. Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post, a regular guest for discussions here about personal finance. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.